Hi, this is Jim Hebert from Continuous Wave, and this is part three of my interview with Jamie Mills. Let me give you a chance to elaborate a little bit more about your products and why they were able to measure up to the high standards that Fisher set.
What I wanted to primarily touch upon was you had earlier mentioned that we have to be perfectionists in order to put our canvas on Boston Whalers. I'd like to just point out that we pay attention to the details, and that's what sets us apart from a lot of other guys that are in the canvas business. We do a lot of things that most often the customers never even see. An example would be that the jaw slides, every jaw slide hinge screw on the jaw slide, we use Loctite on it before it gets put together. So that hinge screw will not come out unless you want to get it out. When you're out in a boat and you have a lot of vibration running in a boat, the last thing you want is one of those hinge screws to come out. Well, they tend to come out if they don't have Loctite. Another example would be the hinges where they mount onto the track slides. Those hinges, instead of being pop riveted onto a track slide or just put in with a threaded screw, we threw bolt with a lock nut. Those are just two examples of little things that tiny details that most people never even see, but make a tremendous difference in the life of the product and the usability of it. Let me put it this way: we have a 4x8 sign on the wall overhead that everybody has to look at every day, and it's a quote from Cadillac, the fellow that started Cadillac in England and was purchased by General Motors. The motto that we have on the wall is, there will always be a conflict between good and good enough. The term good enough is a banned phrase from our place. So when we design a product, it's good. It's never good enough.
That's a great way to do business.
It's the only way to do it.
Excellent.
Then just on the design side of things, when we design a top, we take great pains in learning and understanding how a boat is going to be used. Say, for example, if it's going to be a fishing boat, tried to design the tops, and if you look at the old 21 Outrage flying top and sun top, the aft strap and aft strut on that sun top are tucked in a position so they are well clear for a fisherman when he's back there trying to land a fish. These struts and straps are not in the way, tangling up the fisherman and his rod and line. We worry about how the top is going to stow, so it's minimizing the problems and the inconvenience when the top is stowed. We worry about how much coverage it's going to have. Is it going to do the job that it's intended to do? Are you going to be able to still put rods in the rod holders when the top is flying? Those are all little details that set us apart.
Oh, great. Anything else you want to add?
That's it. I'm done.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Jamie. It's been a great interview. You've been listening to Jamie Mills of the William J. Mills Company of Greenport, New York, makers of great canvas products for the Boston Whaler. And you've been listening to Whaler Radio. This is Jim Hebert from Continuous Wave. Tune in again next week for some more great audio content.